This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We talk a lot about reform in this country. Tax reform, immigration reform, healthcare reform, of course. What you don't hear a whole lot about is energy reform. But down in Mexico, the newish president down there, Enrique Peña Nieto, is trying to do what others have tried and failed to get done. Reform the Mexican oil industry to allow more foreign investment. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports that would be a big change, one that plays right into questions about Mexico's national identity.
In Mexico, Independence Day actually starts the night before. A military band plays as tens of thousands gather in Mexico City's main square, outside the ornate colonial building that houses the president's office. From his balcony, the president leads the crowd, recalling the fathers of the revolution.
Viva Guerrero!
This year, President Enrique Peña Nieto may have considered adding Viva Pemex. That's Mexico's state-run oil company. The president has proposed a constitutional amendment to allow more direct investment in the oil industry by foreign companies. Even though many Mexicans see Pemex as inefficient and corrupt, the company is also seen as a cornerstone in Mexico's economic independence. As the country debates reform, I wanted the perspective from an oil town, so I headed south. Villahermosa is the capital of the state of Tabasco. Just like the sauce, it's hot. Villahermosa is an oil city that grew up around a small town of two-story colonial buildings and narrow streets. That's where I met mariachi Ricardo Barón, standing on the corner waiting for work. The bond between Mexico and its oil industry shows up in all kinds of unexpected places, like this song.
Son tus campiñas petroleras, su primor miles de obreros, ahí encuentran protección por la rica.
He sings about how the wealth of oil in the countryside protects thousands of workers. I asked Barón what he thinks of the proposal to allow more foreign investment in the oil industry.
Don't privatize it. It should continue to belong to Mexicans. We need to guard it jealously.
Jealously guarding the status quo is not a recommendation you'll hear from industry analysts. In the last 10 years, oil production has fallen by about a million barrels a day. John Padilla is with an international energy consulting firm called IPD Latin America.
You have a company that now has $100 billion of unfunded pension liabilities. You have $60 billion of long-term debt, 151,000 employees for a company that perhaps needs 60,000 employees total.
Many of the untapped oil reserves are under the ocean in very deep water, requiring technological expertise that Mexico doesn't have. Given these challenges, a company overhaul might seem like a no-brainer. But Pemex is no ordinary company. Consider its founder, Lázaro Cárdenas. In case you don't know who that is, let's stop at this local high school and ask a random 17-year-old.
Lázaro Cárdenas fue un presidente.
Lázaro Cárdenas was a president who's known for expropriating the oil industry for the benefit of all Mexicans.
In 1938, Cárdenas kicked out the foreign companies and nationalized the oil industry. Mexico was the first, the model that Iran and other countries followed. His son, Cuauhtémoc Cárdenas, is a political heavyweight in his own right. He's a former governor and a political party leader.
Right now, for example, Pemex contributes almost 35% of fiscal revenues of the government.
Cárdenas says Pemex has been important for Mexico's economy.
Pemex pays its taxes in advance. And every day of the year, Pemex pays about $60 million.
That money goes to pay for things like roads and bridges and schools. If foreign companies played a bigger role in Mexico's oil industry, would they pay the same amount in taxes? Cárdenas opposes giving foreign companies more influence over Mexican oil production. For him, protecting Pemex means protecting future government funding. But in hot and humid Villahermosa, the government funding seems to evaporate. Along the pedestrian shopping mall downtown, I spoke to Javier Hernandez.
I haven't seen a positive change for the rural peasants or the indigenous people. They make promise after promise, but there is no development.
50-year-old lawyer Delfina Gomez says Pemex is bad news for the environment.
When Pemex enters an area, they destroy the place. What we have naturally, in the end, it's finished.
Nonetheless, she doesn't support the proposed reform. Gomez worries that bringing foreign companies into the industry would drive up prices.
It would make gas prices more expensive for us.
The only Mexicans I met who supported reforming the oil industry were people trying to work in the oil industry. They figure more foreign companies means more jobs. But a recent poll shows most Mexicans believe foreign companies would mean less money for them. In Villahermosa, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.